Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Coming up next hour on Air Talk, we'll have a report from our fellow NPR member station KQED up in the Bay Area about a shooting with multiple fatalities at a light rail yard just across the freeway from San Jose Airport. We'll have details on that coming up next hour right here on KPCC. In a segment I'm really looking forward to, on women in craft brewing and the challenges that so many women in that male-dominated industry face. But we're also going to learn about the history of brewing and the very prominent role that women had in home brewing. That's coming up next hour on Air Talk right here on KPCC. Well, as I mentioned before our break, we're going to check in for what the prospects are for the 2021 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. Phil Hirsch with us, former Chicago Tribune sports writer and Olympic specialist who's covered 19 games in his illustrious career. Philip Hirsch, very good to have you with us. How is it that these games are still scheduled to go as Tokyo's in the midst of this outbreak?
Well, the International Olympic Committee has either adopted, to use a couple of nautical analogies, an attitude, dim the torpedoes full speed ahead, or the more cynical might say that they've adopted an attitude that the Titanic has left the dock. So, I mean, they just continue to press forward in spite of polls showing continued growing opposition among the Japanese public, in spite of increasing numbers of coronavirus cases, both in the Tokyo area and on the northern island, Hokkaido, where two of the events, the walks and the marathons, will be held. And more importantly, to some degree, they do it very arrogantly. John Coates, who's the head of the Coordination Commission for the Tokyo Games, has just recently said, absolutely yes, we'll hold these games during a state of emergency. So while it would be foolhardy not to keep preparing for a games that may happen, the opposition is growing. Today, one of Japan's second largest newspaper, the Asahi Shimbun, which is actually part of the sponsorship partners for the Tokyo Games, wrote an editorial asking Japan, the prime minister, to cancel them. Now, they are a left-leaning paper that has been in opposition to the prime minister. You need to put there is a little context there. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine by some public health experts said that the quote-unquote playbooks the IOC has developed to have a safe Olympics are virtually meaningless, and the areas that they're focusing attention on are not the areas they should be focusing attention on. Prominent Japanese Doctors Association, one very prominent Japanese businessman said it would be suicide to hold the Olympics. Another called it completely absurd. So you've got growing and more vocal opposition, and now you've got at least one sponsor stepping out and saying this shouldn't happen.
Well, and I wonder, Philip, about the athletes themselves, because as we get closer to the games, if athletes determine, even though they've spent their lives preparing for the competition, if they determine it's too dangerous, they don't want to take the risk, then that they could end up with a wave of athletes canceling out, right?
I don't think that's going to happen. Young people, basically, below a certain age, you develop an immortality feeling that nothing will affect you. And because most of these athletes have trained four and now five or longer, you know, have waited 4 or 5 years since the last Olympics to participate, I think that the number of athlete withdrawals will be relatively minuscule if, in fact, the games go ahead as planned.
All right. Even though, of course, those younger athletes could still get COVID and it could have a significantly negative effect on their careers. Are the games going to be done, if they do take place, without crowds in attendance? I know that they were going to do just have Japanese ticket holders for the events, but is that now in question?
There'll be, you know, there have been the stories this week or last week, it's hard to keep track of them all, saying there may be some Japanese fans. Clearly, there are not going to be any foreign fans allowed into the country. The United States just issued a level 4 do not travel to Japan order for tourists and business people. The U.S. Olympic Committee said this does not apply to our athletes. They will still be going to Japan. So what you're going to have fundamentally, the Olympics has become, over the last two or three decades, essentially a TV show. Most of the world consumes the Olympics by watching on television. Percentage-wise, very, very small number of people actually go to see the Olympic Games live. But the TV show is going to be as strange as all of these other sporting events we've seen, where athletes are performing in empty arenas. And the other part of the equation is that the Olympics have always, the IOC has always said that the Olympics stand for something greater than just sports competition. And one of those things is getting people from around the world to interact with each other and try to maybe have a little more cultural understanding. Well, the fact is, if you're socially distanced and wearing a mask, all of that stuff goes out the window. If the Olympics do take place, they will be a fairly joyless Olympics, because the athletes aren't supposed to be able to travel around Tokyo, which is a marvelous city. They're not supposed to. They're basically supposed to compete, go back to their room, and leave within 48 hours of when their competition is over. So none of the things that made the Olympics bigger, different from any other event, will be in place this time.
And what's the rationale for the IOC? You're laying this at their feet more than the Tokyo organizers, the International Olympic Committee. They delayed it last year. Why not delay it again?
Well, they have pretty much said that they're not going to delay it again. Even though, until 1992, 1994, when the Winter Games were split off from the Summer Games in terms of the year that they occurred in, both of the games occurred in the same year. But they're just saying now that there's too much else going on. They can't postpone them again. If they don't happen this July, they won't happen at all. That's the attitude they're taking. The way the contract between the International Olympic Committee and the host city reads, the International Olympic Committee has the right to cancel, not the government, local or federal, of the country that they're in. But nobody could perceive of a sovereign country, a sovereign government, completely conceding the right to say this is unsafe to a bunch of self-elected, self-appointed, self-governing sports officials. And that's what the IOC is. They answer to nobody but themselves.
Well, and when you think about, I know you said ticket sales aren't a big part of this, but certainly for host cities, they look at tourism as a real multiplier economic effect. Los Angeles is certainly looking at that for its future economic impact from the games it'll be hosting. And it's nearly 40 years ago, I know now, but certainly the money that was spent around the Los Angeles games had a significant effect locally. Thank you so much, Philip Hirsch. I appreciate it for letting us know what's happening with the upcoming Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, scheduled to start July 23rd, despite the surge of COVID-19 cases and low vaccination rates in Japan.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.